Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. We start our third and final hour. And we are live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Third and final hour. What's interesting is when I first started doing this show in Santa Barbara in the 80s, my first talk show ever was 1 hour a night. 1 hour a night with two telephone lines coming in. And that 1 hour was a challenge. I can remember shooting my best shot and literally putting everything out there and it being like 36 past the hour. And there was nobody on either one of those lines. And how was I going to get to the top of the hour? Like, damn, 24 more minutes and I've got nothing. No guests, no calls. You know, like a lot of those local shows right now. No content, no callers. You know how that goes. I don't know about that. Anyway, 1 hour. And then I got to San Diego. I got my big break, and they put me on the weekends, and I did a four-hour show. But it was a 50,000-watt blowtorch, and the phone lines were always lit, and I had a lot to say. So 4 hours was pretty challenging. Then, because this show on the weekend did so well, the Screw Up Saturday show, they gave me my own show at night. 5 hours. I used to do a five-hour show, single host, 5 hours every single night. 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. And by that fifth hour, the real tweakers were out. You can imagine who was calling AM radio at 11:30 at night. And then I got the thing back down to 4 hours. Then I got it down to 3 hours. And I'm like, I've got this. I've got this thing wired. From 5 to 4 to 3, I'm going to get this thing down to a Rome minute. And I'm going to get them to pay me what they pay me for the 3 hours. And it's going to be awesome. But then it stalled out at 3 hours. And I've just got a bad feeling they're going to come back to me and say, actually, yo, homeboy, you can do a fourth hour and you can take less money to do it. Like, this thing's backing up on me. It's going the wrong way. So we start hour number three, but it used to be five. 1-800-636-8686. Good story, Rome. Got any more? For days. I could tell you a lot more of those. This email says, hey, Jimmy. To say there's a lot of cocaine in Miami is an understatement. The last time I was there, I was offered coke at a stoplight. I looked at the guy and I said, no, thank you, officer. I'm fine. There's not that much, I don't think. Greg in Nebraska, not Oscar. No, thank you, officer. I'm fine. Hey, Jim. I believe Bell's decision to hold out was miscalculated. Yours, Adam Hawks, Hyundai payment. Drew in West LA. Dear Jim, get hefty on the pod. That story needs more real estate. Well done, Casey. C-Mail says, nice story, Phil. Signed, Zone 3. Zone 3? Ray, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
So I'm flying to Atlanta, right? I'm in Oakland Airport. So I'm sitting in Zone 3. So she calls Zone 2 up, and I'm looking, and here comes Stephen Curry. Walks right up to the front of the line. The lady looks at his ticket, and she goes, sir, you want to stand right here? So he stands right next to me, Stephen Curry, and I look at him. I go, bro, Zone 3? And he looked at it, and he goes, yeah, Zone 3.
Amazing story. The Stephen Curry Zone 3 story. I'll bet you that dude has told that story 10,000 times, but just needed a bigger stage. Like, I mean, I could keep telling that story to one or two people at a time 10,000 times, or I can call Rome and 5 billion people will hear that story. Except we were not nearly as impressed with that story as you were. Zone 3, dude. Ray in the Bay. Ray in the Bay could not believe that Steph Curry was Zone 3. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Do you like that idea, Hawk? God, Hawk's got no confidence at all, man. He gets so badly rattled. I'm like, is that a good idea? I thought so, but if you're asking, maybe it's not. If any of you see Miles Plumlee, let him know that we're looking for him. The Atlanta Hawks are already looking for him. He's worth it. I'm not at all put off by that. Whenever that guy wants to come on this show, he can let me know. It's fine. All right, so last night, the College Football Playoff Committee released its latest set of rankings. And if you were wondering how they would use an hour of airtime to break down rankings, they were the same exact rankings as they were last week. Let me tell you, by trolling the hell out of Notre Dame fans. If you want to see a Domer's head explode, just tell them that Michigan deserves to be ranked ahead of them. Everybody knows a Notre Dame fan. I don't mind them at all, actually. I'm not in any way here to hate on Notre Dame fan. We all know them. There's lots of them. Outside of saying Rudy sucks, the only thing more insulting would be telling them that a Michigan team that they handled in week one without their star quarterback, without their starting running back, deserves to be ranked ahead of them. Now, I would tell the Domers to freak out, but Dino Babers is waiting for them this weekend in Yankee Stadium. You know, be real careful about that. That was supposed to be a home game, but Notre Dame moved it into the Orange's backyard. Now, handle cues, beat SC, and you've got nothing to worry about, Notre Dame fans. Win out, and you will not have to worry about the committee trolling you at level infinity. Hell, instead of losing your mind about who gets to be fed into the Bama buzzsaw in the semis, maybe you check out the pure gold that Mike Leach laid down this week. Well, see, now look at the Pirate, Mike Leach. He's 8-1. He's got a freaking rock star at quarterback in Gardner Minshew. That dude's game is even better than his stash, and his stash is absolutely amazing. Now, a lot of other coaches, most coaches of an 8-1 playoff contender would be worried about the Pac-12 beating up on itself. The Pirate, though, took time from his weekly presser to talk about the Pac-12 coaches literally beating up on themselves. Check this exchange out. Let it breathe.
Shoot, I don't know. Trying to think through them. Based on their players, Kyle would be. I mean, those guys hit you as hard as anybody in the conference.
Can you stop that real quick? Sorry about that. I should set that up better. He's talking about the coaches getting into a brawl. Like, if you had to set up the coaches and rank them in terms of toughness and guys that you want no part of, like, what would happen if Pac-12 coaches all gave each other the hands? And he's like, let me think about that. And he was starting with Kyle Whittingham. You probably don't want any part of him.
Plus, he's in good shape. Okay, so let's see. We got Kevin. And I'm definitely not going to... then Herm Edwards is in great shape. He's in great shape, although we don't play them. Let me think. Am I missing anybody? And I don't really care if they get ticked off. Because actually, privately, I think I would. But we're going to be more modest than that. I'm going to say Kyle or Herm for sure. Kyle or Herm.
Why is that?
They're both in shape. For why? I mean, simple. This age, if you're in shape, you got a chance. They're both in great shape. You know, you look. I mean, they're both in shape. They both exercise. They, you know, they, and then, you know, pretty good and successful. You know, background as far as conditioning, all that, and then both defensive guys, where their defensive players play tough and physical, so. Yeah, I think I'd go with Kyle or Herm.
So you kind of think endurance is more so the biggest factor?
If you could stay away from him, you'd still be standing. I don't know, maybe one of the distance runner looking guys. I don't know. I'd have to. That's a tough question.
Question being, if there was an all-out brawl, this is not an original question, by the way. We used to talk about this all the time on this show about the NFL. If there was a brawl, who would you bet on? Who'd be the last guy standing? So that was put to Mike Leach. If there was an all-out brawl between all the Pac-12 coaches, who would be the last coach standing? Not original, not that fresh. But if you put the question to Mike Leach, then it's good. You check out this guy, and you can just see the gears turning in his brain. He's not just laughing off the question. He's literally going with a SWOT analysis of each of the conference's head coaches. Kyle Whittingham. That dude's a wagon. I wouldn't want to mess with him at all. At all. He's put together now. Kyle's taking care of himself. Herm Edwards. His cardio is outstanding. I half expected him to bust out some coaching tape of Mario Cristobal lighting suckers up with his long levers. Or Chip Kelly having an excellent ground game. Yeah, the one thing about Chip Kelly is it's kind of deceiving now. You don't want that game. You don't want that fight going to the ground. If that goes to the mat, look the hell out. You do not want that fight going to the ground against Chipper. Hell, the Pirate was even repping his own skills before getting in some low-key smack by calling some of the coaches distance runner-looking guys. So most coaches with one loss were already trying to work the media, trying to get their team in the mix for one of those playoff spots, trying to politic, lobby. My man is spending the better part of 2 minutes answering the question, and it's barely the best exchange of that presser. He sandwiched that answer in between a take on realtors and what band he'd want to headline a hypothetical musical festival. Does that sound like a dude worried about the committee and what that committee thinks about his team's body of work? Is the Pirate a guy who's going to sweat a troll poll that doesn't matter until every game is played? Hell no. You can't troll the Pirate. Don't ever change, coach. And if you really want to spice up that coach's brawl, start mixing in some equalizers. Then shout out my man Joaquin. He'll have some tips for you. Cue drowning pool. Sorry about that, boss. I didn't know that was coming. Dude, no. All right, so it's Wednesday. What do you think Alvin's doing in Rome? Or is Alvin taking that party to Venice? I'm not sure. James Kelly's doing a great job. Dude, you have an impossible job. Yeah, that's like you're only moving over one seat, but that one seat may as well be 3,000 miles away, and you're doing it 5 days in a row instead of that one day. You're all good, bro. You're all good. And they can land a Black Hawk helicopter on your head. Alvin can't say that. Dude, Alvin cannot say that. All right, still ahead. Maybe Miles Plumlee. Maybe. If not, I may talk some more hockey. Tom Wilson hit the ice. He's back. And it didn't take long for him to do what he does. And guaranteed phone calls. I owe you a phone call or two. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there who may have had a bad night. And if you had a bad night, chances are it's because you did not sleep well. And if you did not sleep well, chances are it's because you were snoring. And if you were not snoring, then maybe somebody close to you was. Snoring is not sleeping. However, I would never present a problem without a subsequent solution. I've got it. The revolutionary Zipa device. Zipa is a game changer. If you snore, you're not sleeping. If you're sleeping or not sleeping, you're not succeeding. If you're not succeeding, you might not be eating. You need to sleep. And if you can't sleep because you're snoring or somebody else is, Zipa is the only snoring solution of its kind. If you snore, you need to get a Zipa. If your partner snores, you need to get that partner a Zipa. Go to Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Very easy to remember. It's happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zipa.com, get a Zipa. Tell everybody you know to get one. Remember, Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Get the great night of sleep that you need and you deserve with a Zipa.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm Jim Rome. Hit me up right now. I want telephone calls this segment. I would love some good telephone calls this segment. I'm literally asking for it. Call me up with a good call. 1-800-636-8686. Because I think that we have not taken a single phone call today, right? Am I right? Have we? Or no, did we? Either way. Dear Hefty. This email reads, Dear Hefty. When Tiger stared at Tony Romo, Did it break his collarbone? Jim in Green Bay. No. No, it didn't. Just as when Tony stared back at Tiger, it didn't make him go bald. Any of you take anything seriously at all? No, that did not break his collarbone. Tony Romo was tough, man. That was a tough, tough player. At SA Sports Honk, hey, Rome, you said you're looking for Miles Plumlee? All keep an eye out for him. Signed, Sandy Duncan. Den Lesks, if there was an all-out brawl involving the XR4TI, my money is on the flight deck. Dude would headbutt the hell out of those other three lames. A Charger fan, Dan, tweets, will the... That's great. Will the flight deck be putting together the week that was? I don't know, man. He can barely play a single drop at a time. How is he going to put together the week that was? If it was the week of November 10th, 2056, and he started work right now, maybe. Maybe. That's funny. Will the flight deck be putting together the week that was? No. No, he will not. Be pretty funny to listen to, though. Bro, you should just do it. I stand by whatever you come up with. I want to hear you hack your way through that. That'd be a lot of fun. No. There was once a dude. Oh, yeah. We had a dude. What was that guy's name? We had a dude who came in here with a ponytail. And he was all about it. And he had experience. Understand, James Kelly does a lot of things for this show. But by trade, he is not an engineer. The dude with the ponytail was. This guy had a ponytail and had some crazy man cologne to cover up the pack a day that he was smoking. And this guy was all about it. Knew the show and embraced it. Like, he wanted that. He wanted that. He's like, the week that was, I love that segment. I can do that for you, Rome. Oh, I know I can do that. I mean, it won't be exactly the same as Alvin. It'll be different, but it'll be as good. And I can do that. So, my man, I love that this guy wanted it. And I'm like, hey, ponytail, dude, are you sure? Are you sure? He's like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I can do this. And I love that this guy just had this swagger about him. Like, I can do this. I want to do this. You know, freaking put me in, Rome. Put me in, coach. Let me do it. And I said, all right, man. Because I was sold. He sold me on it. So, ponytail dude is like just grinding it out, editing, doing his thing. It's going to be his big moment. He can't wait. And I'm trying to give this guy, you know, belief in himself. And I want this to go well. And then I'm like, all right, time now for the week that was. Edited and cut up by the ponytail dude with all the cologne. Roll it, bro. And he rolls this thing. And it's garbage, man. I hope ponytail dude's not listening right now. I feel badly. It's just, garbage is probably too strong. It's not good, though. It's not good. James Kelly's like, dude, I thought it was ass. Put it this way. And James Kelly heard the whole thing. It was so bad, I pulled it down halfway through. Like, I couldn't even see it through out of respect to the guy. And the guy was like heart and freaking soul. Wearing it right there on his sleeve. Rocking his ponytail, dumping a bunch of Dracar on it. And he wanted it badly. And it was like, how long could it be? 4 minutes? 5 minutes, maybe? And I just couldn't even see it through. Like, I got to get through it, man. I got to get through it. It's going to break this guy's heart. Like, if I pull this thing down in the middle of this in front of 8 billion people, I may as well just reach into this guy's heart, man, just jerk his heart right out and show it to him. I'm like, bro, respectfully, You got to stop playing that. You got to stop playing that. See, the mistake that I made was I didn't preview it. I didn't listen to it. But we don't have time for that sort of thing, right? You know, Alvin is editing that thing until the very last second, and I just trust. I trusted it. Well, I trusted the ponytail dude. Why am I telling this story? Because the flight deck remembers that thing. He remembered how that went, and he does not want that to happen to him. The difference is, flight deck, you may have a giant head, but you don't have a ponytail. nor do you swim in Dracar before you come in here. Bro, you and I have been together forever. I love you, man. Just do it. I would never do you like that. I wouldn't do you like that. No matter how ass-like it was, I promise you I'd let it play out to the end. You know what, bro? I think you should do this. I think you can do this. You're not a guy who's just getting the plane down. You're not a guy who, when I'm asking you to do a Rome minute, you freak out and grip. You can do this, bro. I believe in you. All you need to do, all you need to do is come up with the 5 best minutes from the 15 best hours. Here's a dirty little secret. Dirty little secret. Alvy works that thing every day, all day, and none of us know about it. James Kelly's like, all damn week. Alvy works that thing all damn week, dude. He's got you snowed so badly, you have no idea how hard he works on that. Yeah, bro, I don't care how hard he works on it. All I care is that I've got that 4 minutes, and you're responsible for those 4 minutes. You're in that chair, your responsibility, your gig. Give me 4 minutes. I don't want 20 seconds right now. I want 4 minutes on Friday. The ponytail did it. Look how well it went for him. God, that guy was like, oh, I got this. Jim, I got it. I got it, man. I got it. He all but said to me, dude, I'm going to look at Alvy and ask him, tell me how my ass tastes once my week that was is done. Dude, I pulled that thing down 2 minutes in. I'm like, yeah, anyway, ponytail guy, thanks. But no, we can't have that. This guy, he clones are the best. Dear Jim, I remember when that guy did TWTW and you interrupted it about halfway through. So funny. Signed, Randall.
Yeah!
Randall. Hey, Randall, let me ask you something. When I interrupted that ponytail guy halfway through and I pulled that thing down, be honest, Randall, what was your reaction? What did you say to yourself? Yeah! Charger fan Dan brought that thing up. Is the flight deck going to put together the week that was? Alvin makes it look easy, and it's not easy, and he does not work on that thing morning of. He literally does work on that all week long. All week. All damn week. James Kelly, I know the mindset, bro. I know what you're thinking. Survive day one. One down, four to go. Survive day two. Two down, three to go. Wednesday, we're halfway there. If I get over hump day without anything tragic happening, then it's all downhill. I know how that goes. Flight deck came in today feeling good, like not gripping at all, like, damn, I feel good. It's Wednesday, man. I got this. I'm through the worst of it. I'm getting more comfortable. I'm settling in. As long as nothing changes, I'm fine. And then Chael's like, oh, dude, check this out. No, dude, don't give that to Rome. Don't bring that in. Don't, no. Then the psych drop happened. I asked for one word, psych, and he couldn't pull that. And then all of a sudden it starts to feed on itself, right? That snowball's getting bigger and bigger and traveling faster and faster.
That I receive here, psych.
Psych. Hey, James Kelly, go ahead and... go ahead and cue that thing and freeze that thing if you want. It's not some kind of magic trick, bro. Hey, I got one for you, James. You're responsible for the week that was on Friday, and we're doing it in hour two. Psych! See you then, man. Have a great Thursday night. Dude, he'll be sleeping. He'll be like on his back in bed on Thursday night, gigantic forehead, producing profuse amounts of sweat, and his wife will be like, oh my God, what's the matter? I gotta do the week that was, and I gotta do it in the second hour. Hey, bro, I'd say that I'm just messing with you, but I'm not messing with you. I want that week that was, and I want it an hour or two on Friday. Unless you can turn Miles Plumley. If you can find him, I'll let you out of it. All right, when we return, how about one last segment? JK, the flight deck, coming in here. Sweating it out. Dude was feeling so good about himself, too. Hawk's like, man, this is great. He's on somebody other than me for once. Hey, Hawk, if I got to choose between the two of you, you'll get gas so fast. James Kelly's got history here. Welcome back. Last segment, ATP Ask the Pros, where y'all submit a question to me, and then I answer it. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Bill in St. Louis asks, Jim, when Alvy leaves town, do you think that he purposely changes the names of the sounds in the computer? Does he mess with the keyboard to make James look terrible and Alvy look better? Just saying, the truth is out there. It's not what that is. No, Alvy does not need to do that. Alvy is secure in his own skin. We don't do things like that around here. I've done this a long time. I have worked with some pretty horrible people. There have been some pretty horrible people who have come through here. Not this crew. We don't self-sabotage. We're not looking to stab each other in the back. We're looking to pick each other up. Guys like that would not last here. So, no. Alvin, no conspiracy. Alvin is not looking to jam the flight deck. In fact, Alvin's like, dude, like, if they don't have anybody that can do what I do, then I won't get to go to Italy and get nice with Mill. No, he's pulling for and rooting for the flight deck. So, no, Bill. You're barking up the wrong tree. You got the wrong show. Our culture is much better. Randall is following up. Jimmy, honestly, I thought to myself, damn, Rome. I said, Randall, what did you think? What went through your mind when I pulled that week that was halfway through it? What did you think? What did you say to yourself? Yeah. So he's trying to follow up on that. He wrote, Jimmy, honestly, what I thought to myself was, damn, Rome is cold-blooded. Dude worked on that all week, put his heart and soul into it, and you destroyed him. LOL. God, I wish we had that. It's so true. Now that I'm thinking about it, for me to look through the glass at a guy that wanted it so badly and had so much pride in his work, and I pulled that thing halfway through, that is cold-blooded. And I like to think of myself not as a cold-blooded guy at all. I'm not like that. I'm not ruthless. I'm not cold-blooded. I'm empathetic. I'm sympathetic. Yet, it is my job, right? If I don't take care of this show, who will? Hey, Rome, we trusted the pony guy tail, too. Ponytail guy, too. Signed overweight people who bought whatever piece of junk that freak Tony Little was peddling. Liam Vancouver. Wait, you mean that cardio machine? Where the guy was going with the feet and the arms? That probably worked. Not nearly as well as a Peloton. Peloton's so badass. OnePeloton.com. Go there. I've got mine. I'll be on mine later on today. If you want to ride against me, go ahead and do it. I'll be doing it later on today. All right. So, let's see. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. Ken in Linden, Washington, Pacific Northwest. It's good to have you, Ken. How are you?
Romy, thanks for the vine.
Go ahead, Ken. You're all right. Oh, now you're not. Hey, look. You don't like that cup. James Kelly. Like not a very good cup. Don't be trying to run some kind of misdirection here like, yeah, man. You see me drop the hammer on that guy? Yeah, James, I saw it. I didn't tell you you could. He's like, yeah, I played that on time, didn't I, boss? Hey, boss, I wasn't late with that, was I? James Kelly literally is like, hey, I got that one on time, didn't I? You didn't have to wait very long for that, did you, boss? Yeah, no, James. Did you notice also if you roll the tape back, I was trying to make the guy feel more comfortable. I started to say, hey, Ken, you're all... No joke. If you play that tape back, that's how that would sound. Hey, Ken, what's going on? yeah, hey, Rome, or and he starts to go boaty with it. No, Ken, listen, you're fine. James Kelly, dude, your week's not going nearly as well as you thought it was. Dude, chill the hell out. Settle the hell down, James. You know why I took that call? I wanted to. The show needed a phone call. This dude's out there like with a brick, man. Just smash that dude right in the face with a brick. And then he's like, on top of that, he's like, yeah, hey Hawk, screen that call better next time. You are settling in, aren't you, bro? Let me play that back. If it's not too much to ask, can you play that back? I want to hear that because I want you to hear what's going on here. As the host, I was trying to settle the guy in, and you smashed him right in the face with a brick. Listen, it's good to have you, Ken. How are you?
Romy, thanks for the vine.
Go ahead, Ken. You're all right. Or now you're not. Hey, look. Did you hear that? Go ahead, Ken. You're all right. Hey, Flight Deck, chill the hell out. Settle the hell down. Who are you to bring the hammer on that guy like that? Who gave you the authority, man? You are settling in, aren't you, bro? I said, who gave you the authority? He said, Alvy, by not showing up. Hey, man, Alvy's not the boss of you, I am. Come on, man. Give these guys a chance. Think how hard you're gripping sitting in that chair. And then think how hard that guy's gripping talking to 8 zillion people. Settle the hell down. Give the callers a chance. This thing's coming off the rails. My favorite part of this whole discussion is that James Kelly walked in here like some kind of legend this morning and said to Hawk, man, I feel good. This week's going well. Meantime, Kevin Durant's brother has jumped in. He's dropping posts on his gram stories. Tony Durant weighing in. Quote, true colors ain't hard to see when someone is mad. It's so much more clearer now. LOL. He went on. Instead of competing with what's already written, just follow along before the greatness is done, rubbing off on you, and people see you for what you really are. It's getting pretty dramatic now. I don't think you have to read between the lines to hear what he's trying to suggest about Draymond. All right, so ESPN, Woj had reported that the exchange in the locker room was about as hot as anything that had happened during that dynastic run. And then you've got Kevin Durant, and you've got Draymond, and then Draymond gets suspended for a game without pay. And then when Kevin Durant was asked about that in the presser and asked whether or not he had gotten with Draymond and cleared that up, his response was, quote, nah.
Have you and Draymond been able to hash anything out?
Nah.
And then Kevin Durant's brother, Tony, is dropping posts on his gram stories. Remember, The Athletic had reported, quote, according to multiple sources, Green went on to make it clear he's been making plays for years. He reminded Durant the Warriors were winning before Durant showed up, so he wouldn't stand for Durant talking to him as if he were a scrub. Green accused Durant of making the whole season about him, even though he was going to leave after this season. Green let out his frustrations about how Durant was handling free agency, keeping his options open, and keeping the story alive, consuming the Warriors and their season with talk of what Durant will do next, end of quote. All right, so if you read that, what he's saying, if that's accurate, is, all right, so you're going to leave. You know you're going to leave. All right, so why are you keeping this open-ended and making this a big distraction for the rest of us? Let's win a championship here, and then you do what you're going to do. I'm just saying if that's what that is. That's what that quote would suggest, that you could handle this better, that you're making it about you, that it's becoming a real distraction around here, what you're going to do or what you're not going to do, because you're not saying. Like Klay Thompson's on record as saying, I want to be here. Draymond's on record as saying, I want to be here. You're not saying that. So people keep asking, and it's becoming a distraction. And then in the heat of the moment, when Draymond got that rebound and did not pass the ball to Durant, and Durant, followed him back to the sideline and said, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Then it all came out. Allegedly. But there's something else here. Again, part of the report is Draymond may not be the only one in that locker room that feels this way. So then, and I talked about this earlier, is this where it all rips apart? Is this where it all rips apart? Is this where the dynasty dies or the championship run ends? I'm going to say no. It's messy. It doesn't sound good. Kevin Durant's bro, Tony, jumping in with posts from his stories is not helping. But no, I'm going to say this is not where it ends or where it rips apart. I'm talking about the quality and the character and the fabric in that locker room and in the front office. Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, all the way up to ownership, and guys who are Hall of Famers that are stacking rings. I don't think they're going to let this rip apart. They'll hold it together. Durant might bounce. And if Durant does bounce, it's not going to be because of this. If Durant bounces, he's already made up his mind to bounce. It's not going to be because of this. But these guys are way too good. Their basketball IQ is way too high. Even their emotional IQ is too high to let a championship run rip apart over this. I don't see it. This says, the absolutely funniest thing I saw was all the players to be a peacemaker, the boogeyman. This is funny. I just had this conversation with somebody. The boogeyman. Boogie Cousins is pleading with Draymond to calm down. Really? I think Boogie was telling Draymond, not now. Drop that punk after the game. Robin, the Union City, East Bay, Novak. It is true. Boogie's the man going, come on, man. Kind of gave him a little thing in the chest. It was pretty funny. It's such pure wow tweets. Draymond is like the friend in the group that's been there since you were kids, but now you're embarrassed to go out with him because he makes a fool of himself. I don't think that's the case. They've won rings with Draymond. Draymond is one of a kind in what he brings to it and the way he plays both ends of the floor. Now, it's not always great with Draymond. Draymond runs hot. Draymond runs really hot. But why do you think he is who he is? Remember who this guy was coming out of college. Remember what the pros thought of him coming out of college. Nobody thought he had anywhere near this game. It's that this guy runs hot, but that's why he is who he is and why he plays the way he does. And he does a lot of things for that team. A defensive player of the year. And CFO Carnap tweets, Green needs to handle his business like a pro. Dude doesn't even have a burner account on Twitter. Signed, KD. All right, so the lines are being drawn. I think, and I'm not in the locker room, I have to imagine if Draymond felt that strongly about that and said those things, there was maybe nobody else would roll up on KD like that in that locker room. I bet he's not the only one who feels that way, if in fact he feels that way. But again, look at the side that the organization took. They took Durant's side. They had Durant's back. And they sent the message, hey, listen, that's not all right, Draymond. It's going to cost you a game without pay. So not only is he missing a game and he's being singled out, which you know Draymond's not going to like, that's real money out of his pocket. 120 gur. James Kelly's like, dude, I'm so glad that broke when it broke. Got me off of him. Got him off me, I mean. You wonder about Kevin Durant. If Kevin Durant's like happy, I mean, clearly, and I don't know his bro. I know of his bro. I know it's not the first time he's done this. If he's doing that, obviously it's with Kevin's blessing, right? Or Kevin would say, hey, bro, come on, man, don't do that. It's not helping matters. Or does Tony say to Kevin, I got a phone and I'm not afraid to use it? East Bay Troy tweets, Dubs fans are behind Dre over KD all day. We won without KD and he's on his way out anyway. War Dre. I think there's something to that. I think that's why Draymond's upset. If you're going to leave, great, go. But don't make it about you all season long and then bounce. Don't make it a distraction to us and then bounce. If you're going to bounce, bounce. No matter how big or small your team is, Ferguson has a winning game plan for pro contractors. With thousands of plumbing repair parts, knowledgeable associates, and the largest national footprint in the game, when the pressure is on, you can count on Ferguson. Thanks to the guests. Thanks to the XR4TI. We've got the Jim Rome podcast with Billy Corbin dropping shortly. Look for that. See you then. We're out.